For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Two men are sentenced to jail time for repeatedly removing the black tarps covering Confederate monuments in Charlottesville. UVA researchers begin testing a drug that they hope will save the lives of lots of lung transplant recipients. And a group in Central Virginia declares war on non-native plants and wants to recruit you and your neighbors in the battle. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, March 27th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Two men have been convicted for, on several occasions, removing the tarps that covered Confederate statues to mourn the counter-protester killed during last August's violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. The Daily Progress reports that Brian Roland Lambert and Christopher James Wayne were sentenced to 8 months and 5 months, respectively, on trespassing and vandalism charges related to removing tarps from Charlottesville's statues of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. The tarps were torn down several times until a judge ordered their removal. On Monday, Judge Joseph Sirks said he assigned jail time for misdemeanor charges to emphasize the importance of following the legal process. Lambert said he would appeal, but also said he and Wayne would take their punishment, quote, like men. During the appeals process, the men would not have to report to jail. The University of Virginia Health System has begun human testing of a drug they hope will one day save the lives of many lung transplant recipients whose current 5-year survival rate is just 50%. From partner station WCVE in Richmond, Charles Fishburne reports.
Donor lungs are usually transported packed in ice. But when they're transplanted, doctors have to reestablish blood flow.
And that causes an intense inflammatory response from the recipient.
Principal investigator Dr. Christine Lau says it can cause chronic rejection. But she says they have found a drug, regadenoson, already in use for cardiac imaging, that may help.
The use of these type of drugs will hopefully prevent that injury from occurring.
Her team plans to evaluate this drug for safety. If it works, she says, it could overcome what she calls the Achilles heel of lung transplants.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Much has been made of the role that campaign contributions from the NRA have on elected leaders in Washington, but as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, money is flowing on both sides of the gun debate.
During last year's state election, gun rights groups and firearms dealers gave more than $160,000 in campaign contributions. That's according to an analysis from the Virginia Public Access Project. Now, that's a good chunk of change, and it was directed largely at members of the General Assembly. But groups that advocate for gun control donated more than $2.4 million, mostly to statewide candidates.
One of the myths of politics is the idea that NRA money is decisive.
That's Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington. He says the real power of the NRA is not the campaign contributions. It's the activists who show up at rallies and contact lawmakers and are essentially single-issue voters.
That political action is far more important and far more troubling to lawmakers in terms of the fear of standing up to the NRA than any money put on the table would be.
I'm Michael Pope.
A Central Virginia group is declaring war on weeds this spring. Blue Ridge Prism will hold free workshops to teach landowners how to identify and remove some of the 91 non-native plants that threaten our forests, particularly along the Blue Ridge. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
Shortly before leaving office, former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell spoke at Shenandoah National Park, and Ashley Stinton was there.
She stated that non-native invasive plants was one of the top three threats that the park faced.
The program director for Blue Ridge Prism couldn't do much about the other threats, development and climate change, but she was anxious to rid Virginia forests of 91 invasive plants: Oriental bittersweet, English ivy, winter creeper, kudzu, and others on Prism's list of the terrible 12.
Top on that list is a newly emerging invasive in the region, which is called wavy leaf basket grass. Also on that list is autumn olive, ailanthus, or tree of heaven.
It's a nice name, but a devilish plant, according to PRISM members Tim Maywalt and William Hammersky.
You break off a branch and it's got that horrible smell, and I cut down 60-plus ailanthus trees on my property.
It has seeds. It will sprout from its roots. It will sprout from its trunk once it falls. And it even creates its own herbicide to inhibit the growth of other plants so that it can survive.
And it is the tree that grew in Brooklyn for that famous book.
Because they'll grow anywhere.
And as these invasive plants drive out native varieties, bees, butterflies, birds, and other wildlife may go hungry. That's why volunteers with Blue Ridge PRISM spend their time removing those weeds. Maywalt says it's satisfying work.
Every time I go into the forest and take out invasives, all I have to do is turn around and look behind me at what I've just done. It gives me the faith to keep going. You can make a difference, and you can see that difference every day that you're out there.
He, Hammersky, and Stinton will train volunteers in Charlottesville this week, in Harrisonburg next week, and in other locations through the summer and fall. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday.